The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I would like to talk about hugging.
Oh!
Hugs, yeah. Hugging, and why it's important. Thanks for joining us, the hashtag I'm Mom So Hard podcast. You can listen to us anywhere you find podcasts. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. That's big to podcasters.
Yeah. And if you want to send us a message, ask us a question, you can do it in the reviews.
Which like we did not know, but yeah. Now we're looking at the reviews. So keep them nice because I am a very sensitive person. Am I spitty because of my Invisalign?
I'm sensitive to
everything. Me too.
I really like today. This is a conversation I had. It might have been out loud, but I cut my own bangs with children's safety scissors and I did a side part because I was like, fuck Gen Zers and you millennials with your middle part. It doesn't look good on me. I look angry. I look like Eileen Wuornos all the time. I'm
Who's
sick of
that?
It. That serial killer truck.
Monster?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I look so, well, it was partly because I didn't have my eyelashes. They were off yesterday and I just looked like a shit bag. And I was like, I am going to be me. I'm too old
Jen,
to be worried
just
about.
Just be you.
I mean,
I have eyelashes on right now because I have had a week of going to stuff, which I normally don't do. And on that note, I just wanted to say real quick, we're going to be hitting the road again in October. We just listed a bunch of dates.
Yep.
And it's very exciting. And all of the tickets are on sale except for one city, I think. But
they'll be on this week.
They'll be on this week. Yeah. So we added like 13 shows. Nebraska, we couldn't say it for a long time. We were waiting for the venue to like give us all the information.
But we did not say it.
We did not say it.
We kind of gave real obvious hints.
Grand Island, yes, it's a game day, but you know what? I think we can all just take a break from the Huskers and come see us Huskers.
It's a day game,
we're Husky.
Though, right?
It's a day, of course. Yeah. Yeah. So they can come at night. And it's also in Grand Island, which is 20 miles from my hometown, which I might kidnap Jen and make her go to the Independent Club.
You don't even need to kidnap
so
me.
Fun.
I'm so happy to go.
Literally the nicest people. We go to Waffles and More.
Oh my God. That
Hello.
Sounds heavenly.
So yeah, you can do that. We also have, you guys are loving it. We have merch. You can go to imomsohard.com and everything that you need is there.
Yeah, everything's on the website. Whatever you the podcast.
Anything you want
to
know.
Tell your friends. You might have to teach a friend how to use podcasts because we keep having moms go, wait, you guys have a podcast?
I know.
And we're like, what do you think this podcast video is on our page?
My mom was like, just more of you. And also, I would like to say that I don't like how you're wearing your hair. Just kidding. My mom will actually like how I'm wearing my hair right now because she always says, it's the weirdest. She always goes, you look so becoming with your hair back. Or she'll say things like this, you're so pretty when you try.
Oh, ouch. She does, for our lesbian contingent, you do have like a 80s tennis pro look going
right
now.
You know what? My husband said the same thing.
He did?
He said, you know, I like lesbian couture, all right? I do well with a strong button-up.
Do you think I was saying it in an accusatory way?
No, but my
way.
Husband was like, is that a new shirt? And I was like, yeah, it is. And he goes,
I love it.
And he goes, it's weird. I would like the exact same shirt.
Oh,
and I was
Colin.
Like, oh, yeah, because you think I look like a man.
Which
is why I super dressed up for our school fundraiser. I went and got a really cool outfit.
Yeah.
That was a 1920s flapper outfit. When I wanted to go as Herbert Hoover, but my husband was like, can you please dress like a girl? So I dressed like a girl and it was super fun. but not as fun as if I would have dressed up as Herbert Hoover. And also I wore authentic 1920s shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And
ouch.
My feet hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Because I've been wearing heels more in the last 10 days than I have in the last 8 years.
They had some narrow ass feet back then.
They didn't care about the balls of their feet. How are we different evolutionarily?
I think just 100 years ago, they were like, yeah, life hurts. Everything hurts. That's what life is. So,
and they were also drunk all the time.
Well, that's probably why, right?
I was trying to do all the dances.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. It's the roaring 20s.
I read this thing about how... what's her name? Queen, who just passed away. Queen of England.
Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Elizabeth had the same four drinks every day, but like starting at breakfast. But she might have other ones in there, but always had these same ones like with her meal. Like she would always have like a drink of alcohol at breakfast.
That's amazing.
She would have one at lunch. She had one with her tea and she always had one with dinner. But then she would also like have whatever else was the like all day long. And I'm like, man, maybe I could be a queen.
Maybe that's the goal. All I know is like, I did a little bit of research on the 20s, which was so fun. And, you know, of course, it's before the Depression. It's before the stock market crash. Everyone was partying. It's not much difference. There was the Spanish flu. Okay,
yeah,
everybody's wearing masks. But it was so, everybody just drank and partied all the time, in cities in particular. And so like, everybody was like, dun, 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 dun. So I learned the dances I got on, I learned Charleston and I learned it all. And then I got to the party and everybody was, you know, get low, get low, get low. It wasn't like authentic music. And so then I couldn't do my dance moves.
Well,
it was fun. It just wasn't as fun as when I dressed as a 1980s aerobic instructor for the last one.
Wheelhouse.
I killed that. I looked like a minion. I was wearing that yellow leotard.
I love it.
All night long. And then me and this little tiny mom friend of mine, I mean, she is so small. We were the last two on the dance floor, which never makes you cool ever at any party. And we were doing, we were like frazzled.
Boy, those
and
ladies
like,
are sweating a lot.
Yeah. We were drunk. And she goes like this, I'm going to win my husband's corporate step contest. And I was like, how many more do you have to get? And she's like, 8,000. And I'm like, let's dig in. And so we sat there and got her 8,000 steps.
Oh my God.
Who's old and going to parties? That's me. Yeah.
I don't know if I should be upset if you're getting another short mom friend that you're partying with. That makes me a little.
I'm not trying to say that you guys are like Russian dolls, but she would fit inside you. That's how small she is.
Oh, she's even smaller?
She's even smaller.
Fuck her.
Hey, man, I've got the tallers, too, and I fit inside them. I would fit inside your friend Megan, and we would just like...
Oh, she's tall, yeah.
Yeah, and then I've got Renice, who's like, I'm lost in your eyes. Like, I would rush
and fit in her eyes.
Oh, my God. She's so gorgeous. We did have a good time. I thought about you at the gala. I was like... This is the thing Jen would love because everyone was so sparkly and it was fun and we raised a bunch of money for the school. But I'm telling you, I was back to my eyelashes. The whole reason I went and got these suckers was for this event. And when you get your eyelashes done, okay, when you get extensions done on your eyelashes, you got to lay down and they put this gel thing under your eyes. It is kind of relaxing. I don't love doing any of it because I think everything takes too long. And then they fiddle with your eyelashes and they're gluing shit in there. But for me, they tape my lids up. Okay.
Oh, they do
and
that
there's
to me
a
too.
Certain level of a shame that I'm like, she's like, hold on 1 second. And she's grabbing my lid and she's pulling it up to my temple.
So
and then she's
gently.
Using like electrical tape to hold it down.
I know.
And
same.
I'm like, that doesn't look good. And she was so, this is a new girl that I never had gone to. I felt like she was literally like planting rows of corn on my eyelid. There were so many. I got done and I was like, I can't open eyes. They're so heavy and
I
look so dumb.
My gal was sick and so I had to go to somebody else and if she quits doing lashes, my girl, I'll never get them done again because she's perfect for me. They like stay forever when she does them. When somebody else does them, they don't stay. So it doesn't really like feel worth the money to do it, you know?
Like, I use mine as a shelf to keep my eyelids from making me look like a Sharpay. When I have them in, people are like, you look great. When I have them out, they're like, are you sick?
It's permanent makeup. It's having makeup on all the time. It's like, if I could find like somebody I trusted, or if I DIY'd how to like tattoo my own eyebrows on and do them right, that and like maybe a little lip liner, and I think I would not have to wear
makeup. Don't tattoo.
No, that's not
your
true.
Your eyebrows.
No, I've done it before.
You've done permanent makeup on your eyebrows before?
Yeah, it wears off in like 2 years, though. they're different than like
was it painful? God, she's, this woman has a threshold for pain for beauty stuff.
It's like
not me, man. I'm not
like
doing
four needles in a row that they've.
That's one thing I don't need is eyebrow tattoos. I need some reduction on some area. It feels like it's just growing in a circle to my cheeks. That's not cool.
Can I tell you too? It was the wrong color.
It's always the wrong color. That's what happens with you blondes.
I know.
They go orange.
You
got to
go sable. I don't understand it. It's because you don't know unless you're a blonde. Like maybe a blonde doing like brown is better than an orangey. Nobody has orangey eyebrows. If you have like red hair, you don't even have orange eyebrows. You don't really have eyebrows. They're not really that visible.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Unless you pencil them in dark.
That is too much of a commitment for me. I don't even have a tattoo from like Padre Island. I'm not getting them I'm not getting my face tattooed.
Yeah, well,
I'm
they finally went away.
Like I've somehow managed to make it this long in my life without tattoos. I'm not saying that's how I'm going to go out because sometimes I think about it. Don't tell my kids.
I do too.
But I don't have any tattoos, and I intend to never get any tattoos.
Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a good subject.
Okay, okay.
Okay. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Okay.
Mostly because I'm in a need-based situation. But I would like to talk about hugging.
Oh!
Hugs, yeah. Hugging, and why it's important. And it was such a fun thing to research, and I learned a lot, and it just supports every reason why you should be hugging people all the time.
Okay.
Hugging.
This is the part, because I think I mentioned this to you, that I feel like when I go up to the school, these kids I've known since like kindergarten, they have, LAUSD has a no hug rule. You can do a side. And I'm just like, I'm going to hug. But now I'm like, now that they're older, do I not hug them? Or like, I feel like I shouldn't be hugging anymore.
I don't think that. Here's what I would say. When I was a teacher and I taught at a school with kids who were really struggling, and that was the school that I taught at, that was the type of school. And I don't think it matters. I think everybody needs hugs. Science says everybody needs hugs. I will tell you why everybody needs hugs, but a side hug doesn't cut it. A side hug, which is the rule because boundaries have been crossed but hugging is a non-sexual form of affection. Now, listen, that doesn't mean like you're with my husband.
Oh,
when we hug, I get so much from it. But if he moves his hands down, I know it's boner town. But that's not a hug. That's a different kind of embrace.
That's an embrace.
Arms are around and you're in hug, it's different. But then if my husband's like, but right now I'll move my hands to her ass.
Oh,
Now
I don't do that when I hug.
And I'm like, no, sir, that is not the hug that I need right now.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
it's not the hug you're going to get. And that's also cuddling. Cuddling is different.
That's
different.
If you're
going to a cuddle party, one thing.
I got to tell you, when we met Michelle's sister, Pam.
Oh, God, she's a hugger.
I could have hugged her hours. I just stood there hugging her and talking to her.
Yes.
Like a squeeze.
Yes. My aunt also had Down syndrome and was the world's best hugger and a strong hugger. And sometimes when I'd piss her off, a good wrestler, which was fair.
Well, you know, so we have a friend of ours, Kane, who he used to work at Boys Town in Omaha, which Boys Town is like, I'm going to sound like I'm from the 1920s, like for wayward kids.
That's
or
a
kids
good way.
Who have like a problem at home.
It started at that time,
It's like a foster care center or kids maybe who've like
he's
had problems.
He's not heavy. He's my brother.
Yeah. And it's not just boys. It's also girls now.
Yes. At first it was boys, but then it opened.
So he worked there a long time ago and he had said, the girls will be most likely to like get in a physical fight or like to need to be restrained by the guards on purpose because they need that physical hugging.
Yes.
They need that like touch thing.
Well, that brings me to some of my research that I've done, Jenny. Okay. So, and we'll go back. I want to make sure we go back and talk about the side hugs and the school hugs that because that's important. And I think, definitely a conversation. But so there is this, I'm going to say her name wrong. It's Virginia Satir, I think is how you say her name. And she is a family therapist. She's super famous. And she argued that every human needs 12 hugs a day.
Wow.
You need 4 hugs a day for survival.
Okay.
You need 8 hugs a day for maintenance.
Oh my
you
goodness.
Need 12 hugs a day for growth.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
Let's talk about AG1.
I love AG1.
Does everybody know what they are? Because AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, hello, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create smarter and better ways to evaluate your baseline health.
I think the easiest way to say it is that you can replace your multivitamin with AG1, and the scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, vitamin C, zinc to support your immune health. And the truth is, you just put a scoop in some water, shake it up, and it's delicious. And you do so much good for your body just by drinking it in the morning.
I think that's why we have become such big fans and proponents of AG1 is that whenever we're traveling, we need the immune support. And oh my gosh, we need the energy.
Yes.
And if you're taking your AG1 in the morning, you definitely notice a difference. And we need that.
I definitely feel a difference with gut health. That is something that's very important to me. And AG1 has made a huge difference for me on that.
If you're worried about what it's made with, it is tested for 950 contaminants and NSF certified for sport. It's all good stuff.
And if there's one product that I have to recommend, it's AG1. And that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a new partner. And if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and you get free 1 year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs, which we love, with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/mom. That's drinkag1.com/mom. Check it out.
Okay.
Now, a hug also cannot be for 1 or 2 seconds. It's got to be for over 7 seconds, but you get the most benefit when it's at 20 seconds.
Wow.
Now, the thing that's so cool about hugging is that it is the one thing that we can do as humans that we actually pass the energy back and forth. So it's called like...
You're both benefiting.
So you create both dopamine... And So you create both serotonin and oxytocin at the same time. And it's called a gratitude chemical. And it is something that is you can give it to me and I can give it to you. We literally have this like physiological, biological exchange. Our systems go, I recognize this to be positive, makes me feel safe. So when you're talking about kids who are really acting out, when they are in an embrace at 5-6 seconds, they might give you the hug. But if you wait, if you really hug someone for 20 seconds, there will be a moment where that person starts to feel like they're supposed to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stay in it, sometimes it can make you feel like you want to start crying a little bit. Oh. You feel really vulnerable because it is the one time where your body recognizes that you are safe. You are not alone. You feel that it like lightens symptoms of depression. It stays with you. It literally is kind
That's
of this
beautiful.
Little wonderful little pill of happiness that you can give. And I believe that because of COVID and because of our lack of connection, literal physical connection for so long, we need to be hugging it out, y'all. We need to be hugging it out.
Well, we know how powerful oxytocin is because that's that shit that goes crazy in your body after you deliver a baby and it makes you forget how you got ripped long ways getting that sucker out.
How you now have like a plus sign in your vagina.
Oh my God. And it's still going. It still goes while you're breastfeeding too.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'd love to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every single day.
Yes. So babies, the more you hug them.
Yeah.
The better they turn out as adults.
Yeah, that's because it's like all day. That's what I felt like about baby wearing. That like, I didn't do that all the time with Dash, but I did with Delilah. And we used to say like, she's the happiest person ever.
Yeah.
Because I would always have her on me.
It is truly remarkable how much we need it and how much we think we don't need it. And also, yes, I know we're in a world where we live in a world where there's creepy people and predators and all that stuff. the majority of people are not like that. I think we could be a little right. more hug friendly. I think your elderly people, they need hugs. They need 20 second hugs. People that you haven't seen in a long time that you know that you're friends need 20 second hugs. Children need 20 second hugs. Teenagers need 20 second yeah. hugs. Like we should, as the moms, we should be hugging the shit out of people. It's our superpower yeah. because they think they okay. got it all figured out.
Okay.
And don't be weird about the hug. It can't be those weird, nothing feels weirder than when someone does the hug where like they don't want to like touch their chest to your chest and they do the weird.
It's fucking weird. I do a full body hug with everybody. And I'm like, I've had a friend, like, I think when people get like crazy religious, they're like, oh, you don't want somebody to feel
people say the weirdest shit to you.
Well, if I told you who it was, you would be floored who it was that told me that. They said men hug you because they want to feel your boobs or whatever.
That's dumbest shit.
You know what? This is what I think. I think people like the softness of a hug and a body
yes.
in not a fucking sexual way.
Right.
I think they like it in like, when you hug your mom, you don't get a boner, guys, right? There's like a thing that's just like comforting and nice about it,
yes.
right? And it's like, I don't care. If somebody comes to give me a hug and they accidentally hit my boob, I don't care. It's not doing anything for either one of us. You know?
And I think we're really serving this.
We're like overcorrecting.
We're overcorrecting. We got to go back the other way. We got to love on each other.
Yeah.
And when I was a teacher and I had these students that were really troubled, I would hug.
Yeah.
I would hug because I knew I needed it and they needed it. And sometimes, you know, they would cry or like, there's no way that I'm going to stand in front of a 14-year-old who's having the worst time of their life and
give them a side hug.
I'm going to get in there and hug and like, I grip tight. That's what I think we should be doing. And I think we've stopped doing that. And also because of fucking phones and screens and shit like that, we all say we want connection, but we're not getting the connection we really need.
And I do think too, like, I do think COVID made it worse, but I have noticed that people aren't used to just like friendly, platonic, a loving
yeah, just
because
I give
something.
You a hug and you're the opposite gender and you're attractive and you have muscles and I can feel them as I hug you doesn't mean I'm thinking about what you look like without your shirt on.
Yeah.
I mean,
now I'm starting to. Why are you?
Sure. There's been times where I've hugged someone and
I'm like, that's a washboard under there.
Whoa. It's 20 seconds. I can feel your deltoids.
Well, I don't do that. But no. I do whenever like the dad's at school or whatever. And when I see him, I pat him on the shoulder, the arm, because I'm short. And yeah. I'm like, how you doing? Good to see you. It's been a long time or whatever, you know.
Some
of them go like this. I'm like, don't flex. It's not that. I'm not doing that.
Well, when you rub their arm, they all flex. They do that.
It's
they
like
rub
a
their
weird,
arm. They're like,
like,
you know, Colin will do that.
And
I'm like, but my husband is a great hugger. He has always been.
I guarantee you, Colin Sweeney, your husband, you could just randomly, like, if he were sitting here, I'd go, Colin, do you mind if I give you a hug? He'd be up before you would.
He loves to hug.
Here.
And I think, like, not to give too much of his shit away, but I think that guy was the third kid. There's a big age difference between the second kid and the third kid. His parents were getting divorced. His dad, who we fondly referred to as Dead Grandpa Greg, was, and I don't want to speak ill of the dead, not a big hugger, not a big comforting guy.
A lot of men are that way.
You know, like the handshake between sons. Go fuck yourself.
I am going to hug
my kid now. Okay, if you have a teenager, man, I say that, but Ben's new teenager. He's 13. But if you hug your teen, they do this thing where they like, they act like they're
like
an alien, like their shoulders,
yeah.
they get weird and they like noodle and stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to hug this out, man. And I go, the more you struggle, I'm going to stay in for 20 seconds. And then by the end, he's like, oh, mom, I don't even think that's true. And I'm like, you're a well-adjusted human because I hug you all the time.
But I was going to say this about men and hugs is that I do think because they don't hug enough, then they confuse like touching with it being like sexual or platonic. Cause I always had this, like, I always said I was really lucky that I could have male friends that I could just be friends with because I had a brother. So I learned how to like play with the mail and not have it be anything like romantic, you know? And I like so often.
Then she had these friends and she also learned how to play with the mail, but that was different.
Yeah, I was a little bit older. But then like my my husband sometimes, I'll go to hug him. He's like, what? And I'm like, I'm just going to hug you.
Yeah.
It's almost like the only thing he understands is like making out or something, you know?
My husband will, and it sometimes makes me furious. He'll come in and he'll go, we haven't hugged today. And he'll say that and I'll resist. I'll be like, I don't want to. And then I'll go hug him and I'll be cold fish about it.
You like do that. You do the tween. You play the part
I play
of
the tween. But then but then if he stays with it and he doesn't know the science because he doesn't read anything other than SportsCenter. So he doesn't know the science, but he's a long hugger. And I think I benefit from that. It calms your nervous system, lowers your blood pressure, makes your body the opposite of fight or flight. And if you have been hugging consistently, when you come into a stressful situation, you're more likely to keep a calm demeanor because you've been having this like sort of calming. It's not medicine, but they say it's not dopamine. It's serotonin. And it's like, it's the pleasure center of your brain, but it's also the gratitude center of your brain. So you just feel, it's kind of like the same, it's not the same feeling, but you know how you get a feeling when you go into a library, there's a feeling that you have, there's actually a scientific name for it. And I forget, but it's like a feeling of almost like nostalgia and wonder all at the same time. It's very specific. The gratitude feeling is also kind of like that. It's a very, very healing feeling. So think about that. You need 12 hugs a day. Okay. When was the last time you got 12 hugs a day?
Literally the only time I can think of was like if I saw a group of friends I haven't seen in a long time.
We get them at the meet and greet. And I think we benefit from it,
yeah,
quite honestly.
Oh, yeah.
And we hug forever.
This is what I was thinking. I read a thing when the kids were like first born where it said for every correction you give, there should be four positive
things. It's called a compliment sandwich.
Oh, so, but I would try to keep that like ratio in my head. And, you know, I try to do it every day. Obviously, I'm not as good at doing it anymore. I do a lot of yelling, I think. But like, I always try to make sure when they get up, I give them a hug in the morning. Before we get in the car to leave for school, I give them a hug. Until they go to bed, I don't.
It doesn't have to be your kids. In fact, it can be.
But who's going to hug them?
Well, they're.
Because they can't hug at school.
I mean, you should be hugging them. You will hug them. They'll hug their friends. I mean, they can hug each other. It's more about the teachers and that whole thing. And it's also really in high schools. High schools, they definitely hug more, I think, because everybody's like feeling things out. But I do think that we should be hugging everybody. We should hug. I can't stand our pediatrician. And after I read all this information, I was like, I just need to hug that bristly bitch so that she can like
maybe
warm up a little bit and I can like her and she can like me. I can't help but think if politicians were hugging more, we would get more done and everybody would be a little kinder with each other, right?
Yeah.
Like it's the one place where everyone's like, hubba, hubba, hubba. Like nobody hugs and then everybody gets prostitutes. I'm like, let's just hug and then like legislation will happen.
Wouldn't that be great if it was like, hey, let's argue, defense
hug
attorney,
first, hug it out,
prosecutor. Let's go before the judge and hug.
And the judge hugs, and everybody hugs,
like a big three-way hug for
everybody.
You
know, a big three-way hug, and they're like, look, Jerry, I'm gonna say things, you're gonna say things, judge, you're gonna get mad at me, but we all have the best of intentions.
Right.
Let's hug it out, 20 seconds each.
I'm going to hug more for
sure. I'm going to hug so much
more. Can I tell you what I don't like and I'm not good at? And this might be a very LA thing, but this kind of, when you hug and you go.
That is not a hug.
When you.
The French
you
kiss.
Like, but you're touching, you're kind of like there, you've got your hands on their back and then you go like.
That's a prissy hug. And that
Spanish
is, that shouldn't even call
it,
be called. It's not a hug. That's a salutation.
Some countries they do one side and then like English people do.
No.
On either side of the face. I can't do that. I just go, eh.
Italians hug.
Okay.
Like any Hispanic family hugs. Like my friend whose parents are like Portuguese, they hug and they kiss on the mouth. They hug and everybody hugs and kisses. Like anybody, like we should be hugging. We should be looking at cultures that hug and look at what those long-term benefits are.
Yeah.
And it has to be specifically a hug. And I have a theory. I think it has to do with like in my brain, it's like two systems coming together. And when your heart, like there's research that shows like if you touch your own heart and you sort of meditate like this, you can get some of the benefits from hugging, but it's not the same. It's like a sad hug. Okay. It's like not enough. But when you wrap with someone and you wrap around and you hug and you're chest to chest, it's like two heartbeats together. And I think that like we get these like positive ions and it sort of acts like you're a Tesla ball for each other.
What?
It's
so that's what
that's the only way.
What made you do all this research? Like what happened? Who hurt you? Who hurt you, Chris?
Well, it's really funny you say that because I love hugging my children and I hug them all the time. But I also, I think that I started to look at some of these videos that I really like that I watch over and over. And it always has to do with hugging. And I was like, what is it with me and this need to feel like connected? And so like in particular, and if you fucking show it to me, I swear to God, I can't keep it together with this one video.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is a video about this boy. He's like an eighth grader and he's pitching and they're playing like a pretty high-end game. It looks like the call or the, like World Series for the young, what do they call it? Not the College World Series, the
Little League
World Series or something like that. So this kid pitches a burner and it hits the other kid in the helmet and it hits him where the bill of the helmet and the ear connects to the ball. So this kid, I mean, it's a fastball and it slings him around and this kid's built like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. So he just whips around and falls onto the ground and his face is on the ground. Aww. And you see him like course correct and he's like, no, okay, I'm okay. It just hit this window of the thing. So he was okay, rung his bell for sure. He walks to first and you see the camera is on him and he puts his hand up and he says, hold on. And he walks to the pitcher's mound because the pitcher is crying because he felt so bad.
Oh my God.
That he
was
hit
scared
this
he
kid.
Hurt him.
Scared he hurt him. And you can see he's a big kid and he's got he's holding his hat and you see him and you can see his shoulders. Oh. And this player hugs him and he hugs him for a really long time. And the team sort of comes in and the coach says, hey, you're going to be okay. And you can hear the kid kind of whimper a little bit, the pitcher. And it's the most wonderful moment. And I was like, all of it was because this kid on first decided to go hug this boy. And I think that hug probably saved that pitcher's life. Cause that kid is going to go over and over what happened in his head. And it was this beautiful thing. And I think that's where I started to feel the urge to like study hugging a little bit. Cause I felt such, I can't watch it without bawling. Almost every video that it sends me into some sort of an emotional reaction involves hugging.
Guess
I think
what I'm
most
do
about
tonight.
Our meet and greets where we have hugged women who, from every type of mom who was like, I have three kids. I'm overwhelmed too. I'm a stage 4. I'm not going to be at your next show. And we're like hugging. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. We should be doing it all the time.
Yeah, we always
and
go
it costs
in and
nothing
say,
and
like,
we should do it. And you're not going to get lice every time.
We say, hi, I'm a hugger. I'm going to hug. Because I think it says so much more than I could ever get out in words, like just to hug somebody and like squeeze them. And people have said probably once every tour or a couple times a tour, don't you get sick of having to like hug everybody? And we're like,
Literally, no. Hey, asshole. That's why you work in accounting. Like,
enjoy
your life of like coldness. I take it back. Accountants are very nice, warm people. But whatever job that guy has,
but yeah,
works in a lab.
And then like this last bunch of shows at the meet and greet, this guy came up and with his arm crossed, yeah, he's like, I don't hug. And Kristen and I were like, oh, you do hug us.
Yeah.
So we're on either side of him. Like,
and I go, I'm gonna get up in there. I'm gonna get low, and I'm gonna hug, and I'm gonna squeeze, and we have a picture of it. And the guy's like,
But I do think if you don't want to hug, I do think, what happened to you?
Well,
like, why don't you want to hug?
Also, I think, like, look, I go in and I say, is it okay if I hug you? You say no. I'm cool with it. Like, that's your, I'm not saying like, because I think we should hug more, you should cross boundaries of people who've said they don't want to hug. But if I can get a hug, I'm going to get a hug, especially after what I read, because it's going to make me feel better, and it settles your brain, and it makes you feel better about your life on planet Earth. I think it makes you feel like your feet are on the ground.
Yeah.
You know,
there's gotta be some like animal thing to it. You know, like our dogs that are brother and sister, will lay stacked on top of each other.
Same with our dogs. And you can get the same benefits from hugging your dog, which I will just be the first to say. Sky and I, we get lost in each other's eyes. And Daisy's fine. But Daisy's like a boutonniere. I'll just put her onto the side and I'm like, you're fine for later. But Sky and I, we like look in each other's eyes. She's got her paws on my shoulders. We're like looking at each other. She's got terrible breath. I've got bad breath. Neither one of us smell great.
That's what's great. That's love.
That's love. And we should be dishing them out more.
That's okay. That's good. That's besides parting my hair down the middle.
Hug.
I'm going to go side part and I'm going to hug. So look
and
out.
I'm dying to know what it feels like. I want other moms to message us and say like, go in and do that 20-second hug to your kid and do it when they're being rude.
Yeah.
Go, hey, I need to hug you right now.
Yeah.
And just go in and hug them and see what happens.
I
would just say, stay in it for 20 seconds. See what happens.
I do for sure when my kids are really freaking out, which I know is like them being tired and like that emotional like spiral. I know nothing I can say will be as effective as if I just hug them.
Yeah.
If I just go up to them and I hold on to them and I'm like, okay, which works for me too.
My mother-in-law, God bless her. My mother-in-law is a boomer and she was raised in the South and she got a lot of rules for herself and she's incredibly polite and well-mannered, not a big hugger,
Oh my.
Yeah. She just, you know, it's an etiquette thing. And so the thing I love about Colin, although it can piss me off, he will hug her and squeeze her and she's kind of like done. And she's like doing the two pat. She's like, oh, good. Alrighty
is,
then. Like we're done. And he'll say, no, mom.
The pat's a distancing thing.
Yeah. So you got to stay past the pat. It's going to get weird. You got to stay past the pat.
Yep.
20 seconds. You're 5 seconds in. They're patting.
Right.
You've got 15 more seconds. It's going to get weird.
I'm going to do
They're going to drop their arms and be like, what's happening? But I think it creates like a system shift.
I am not from a family of huggers. I think I hug the most, but it like skipped a generation because my grandma was such a hugger and she would kiss everybody on the lips. Everybody, she
God
would kiss
her.
Them. Like after the first time she met them, she was like, and she would like grab their face, like their cheeks and like bring them in and like kiss their face.
I love that.
But I think you get over like a certain age and everybody's like, especially a grandma's like,
and I admire people that are good huggers. Like I look at it, I'm like, what are you doing? What's your game? My friend Laura is an incredible hugger with the kids, and my aunt Mary Lou. Like I remember being a kid, and we would fear her, but it was also because of love. But she was also generally hammered. But she would come up, she bright red lipstick on, and she would take us and do like a dip and then kiss, hug, kiss, giant boobs, hug.
Yeah.
And the kiss. And you'd come up and you'd have her Avon ass red lipstick all over. And she'd do that to like eight of the cousins. And it was like number one and number eight looked the same. I don't know if she reapplied, but she just And I was like, I want to be, I don't want to, I'm not a soft hugger. If you come in for a hug with me, you're, my energy to you is like, I love this right now.
Yeah.
Kristen's going to give you a squeeze. She'll do like the shoulder thing with her hand. She'll grab your shoulders.
I'm like, you're going to know that I was here.
Yeah.
You're going to smell me.
Yeah.
That's how
I go. You're going to do that.
Not that. It's not that tight. Sometimes
I've been known to squeeze too tight.
It's not that.
My handshake is aggressive. That's my dad's fault.
That
I wear man clothes. I have some issues. Look at my hair.
Kristen does a fist pound, a mighty, mighty fist pound. She slaps you on the ass. It doesn't mean anything.
We do that. Jen is the worst at high fives.
I can't do it.
Worst at high fives. She does like her hand, like
it's hand eye coordination.
It never sounds good. It's always like. It's so like girly. Nails lead forward.
Yeah.
And then I'm always like, what's up? And I'm like, she's never played softball.
Nope.
So then we came up with this thing where we fist pump and then we do this terrible, we'll show it someday, right before we step out on stage.
So disgusting, it's so disgusting. And I love
it. It's great.
Yeah.
And then she flips my boobs and I hit her ass. And then we go on stage.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Okay. So I do have a hot flash.
Oh, yes, please.
So my hot flash is Jelly Roll.
Oh.
Yeah, which
we're going
you've
got a real thing with guys with face tattoos.
You know what? It's following a theme from last week. But he was a guest, like mentor or whatever on American Idol. I think we're the last family that watches American Idol. Everybody else watches The Voice.
Once I start watching it, I can't stop watching it.
My kids don't watch it. I like have to wrestle them into watching the show. But like, oh.
That's a big guest mentor.
It was, they've had like Meghan Trainor on there. They've had some huge
Taylor's
ones.
Been on there.
She has?
Yep. And the girl couldn't talk. She was like, blah, 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 blah. Kelly Clarkson wasn't, she was on The Voice. But she did it before then and she was awesome.
Yeah.
That's how she got famous,
you know, is from that first American Idol. I think that's why I fell in love with that show, like over The Voice, was that it was like.
Also, it really does produce these superstars and you don't have to win it.
Well, so he, much like Post Malone, he's sort of like, you can tell a lot about him. He wears his suffering, like kind of on him.
Yeah.
But he celebrated all of these singers so much and like believed in them so much and gave them all the biggest hugs like you have ever seen. Like, multiple times.
That guy gives you a hug and you're like, I'm all in.
You feel that hug for sure. And he was like you can just tell like some people, you know, like hurt people, but also hurt people like also come
love
out
people.
Loving people and like better because of it. And that's what I was like, I was interested in him before because I think his wife is really interesting. And then seeing him on American Idol, I was like, I like him. Like, I want him to replace Katy Perry because he did this thing for these.
Yeah, Katy's a little cold sometimes.
She is. She's a bit of a wet fart on that show, and I love her. Like, she's the one who will be negative, which I think you have to do. Like, I think, and I try to tell myself, like, well, what if she were just Simon Cowell? Like, is it
right.
because it's
would
coming
you, because
from
about
a woman and a mom?
That you would,
yeah.
But, yeah, like, yeah, but Simon doesn't seem to be as sharp, like as mean as he used to be. And I think he's softened since he's had children or had a boy.
And he's also seen how he gets like 10 bajillion views when he's just nice to somebody or like when he pauses.
So Jelly Roll is on there and he's a host or guest host.
He was a guest mentor. He mentored like 12 of the singers. And basically his job is to like – they'll perform for him. And he's like, when you go out on stage, do more of this, sing more like, and sometimes they'll give him like a hit these notes higher. You can do this.
I wonder what he would tell me like,
you know what? He'd be supportive and he would hug you. I know that
much
for
sure. Guess what? My voice would sound like an angel.
And
I would sing the best I've ever sang. And all these people that made fun of me would
He you can tell he was a, so I don't think he's gotten a lot of hugs. So this is, I looked up about him.
I don't think he's gotten a lot of hugs.
Okay. He, his real name is Jason Bradley DeFord.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
I like that better than Jelly Roll.
He's from Tennessee. And I love this about him. So he grew up in like a not great part of Nashville.
Yeah.
And his dad was a meat salesman and a bookie, and his mom was a drug addict and suffered from mental illness. So you know that guy did not get a lot of hugs.
Guys, well, that's a tough way to be brought up.
Yeah. And so he went in his teenage years, he was arrested a lot. He went to jail. He had gotten somebody pregnant, went to jail, and like he goes, a guard knocked on my door and said, "Your dad, there's this baby just born." And then that woman had a substance abuse issue. And so he and his wife, Bunny, now have these two kids that he had before. And
they're the two with the same woman?
No.
Two different women?
Two different women. But then and he Bunny has both raises babies them both. And,
got it.
Yeah. And because she's like, I heard her say on TikTok, because she's huge on TikTok, she's like, well, when the Bailey, the older girl, came to live with them, she's like, she didn't know how to brush her hair. She didn't know how to, this girl knew how to do cocaine, and she didn't know how to brush her teeth and brush her hair. Like, she had been so
messed up.
And he hears in prison, he's like, I got to turn my life around. Like, starts doing the music thing. Like,
had he been singing before? Had he known that he was musical? A musician?
He'd done rap, and he had done like collabs on YouTube when he was, and gotten like a lot of views and stuff like that. But then he saw his success from doing like the country thing or whatever. But I love them both. I don't know why I'm obsessed with this couple, but I think everybody kind of is.
Like, I am not.
Yeah. No, it's okay. They're kind of like, they're very like extreme.
They're extreme. And it makes me nervous, like on some level. Not nervous. That's not the right word.
Like if they moved in.
I don't know enough about them. I don't listen to his music. I'm not a part of the fandom yet, but I will be, I'm sure, as soon as I listen to his music.
Yeah, it's good. And all of his music now kind of like has this like religious spin on it with, you know,
I think he's doing great things in the world, which is a bigger comment on him. Like,
that's what I was,
he's getting to do the thing that he wants to do, which I think is like put out love and be a part of a positive change.
Good hugger. And then he also like testifies in front of Congress.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. And that was very, very powerful.
Like, he was a drug dealer and he knows how easy it is for people to get it and then die. Yeah. And like, so he did that. He does every single make a wish anybody throws in his direction.
God.
Like, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. Again, not a huge fan of face tattoos. He just ran a 5K. He's really God trying bless. To get into shape. Like,
yeah,
you know, he's in.
Jelly Roll, keep going.
Keep going.
Keep rolling.
We want to hug
see
you.
I'll hug you.
We will give each other 20 seconds.
I'll get in there and get that gratitude chemical going, because that's what I am convinced is going to save the world.
Yes.
I do have a mom box. This one's from Brittany Heath, and Jen and I.
I just read the first.
We share the same brain. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been following you ladies for years, since back when you guys were first just on Facebook. What, maybe that's only what I was on. And I was struggling through PPD for the first time. Mm. I never miss a Tuesday. You truly brighten my day. I can always count on a laugh when I'm feeling really low. I've always felt like Kristen and I were the same person, but this episode solidified that idea. Thank you ladies for being such a bright spot in so many lives with your realness and humor. Love you both so much. My daughter and I both loved Extended Family, and my entire family enjoyed Unfrosted, and Paint was fantastic. Well, that's just super nice.
Oh,
also, Extended Family has been canceled, but you know, and we're fine.
But Finn's fine. Okay.
Finn's totally okay.
That guy feels like he's a bounce back kid.
First of all, thank you. That's really nice. And postpartum sucks. And by the way, there's research that just came out that you have symptoms of postpartum 8 years after you have a baby.
Okay.
For 8 years, your hormones are trying to balance and get back to normal because you are breastfeeding. Your body is trying. We don't bounce back. This notion of bouncing back.
There isn't just, that. It isn't. I hate it when people say that.
Yeah. And I hate when they're like, I bounce back. And I'm like, bitch, you're not all there mentally yet. Okay. Just wait. The bounce back might, maybe you got lucky and physically you bounce back, but mentally and hormonally it is impossible. And it takes a long time.
You played a good game or demonstrated.
Crying in your shower too. Yeah, no shame. Yeah. Just don't like.
You can do it with the broken heart. We get it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you can't. You can do it with a box of Twinkies and a friend fucking praying for grace.
Yeah.
But postpartum is really, really tough. I do really appreciate when women say, though, like, they're like, I knew I was going through a hard time, so I listened to your podcast. And it's so nice. It's our podcast. But I do think when you're someone who knows you're in a dark space and you go, I need to laugh. I need to laugh right now because I need to change my thing. Yeah. It really is incredible how fast that can do that.
Which is something else that releases serotonin and dopamine and laughter. All those. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just laughing.
It really is healing. So
I feel like I think we both feel so overwhelmed and like honored that you would ever think like, oh, you could just listen to this and then that would make your day better because you're suffering from postpartum. But any podcast that makes you laugh is that's a good step in the right direction.
But ours, rate, review, and subscribe. And send to your friends. Yeah, you can also see this on YouTube. Did we podcast?
I think we just podcasted.
I think we podcasted.